You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Friday to you. Thank God it is Friday. Praise God. Heading into the weekend. I invite you guys to church this weekend. I invite you to Island Community Church, who is, by the way, this radio program WGOD is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, and we meet Wednesday evenings at 6 for our midweek Bible study. And you're invited to attend one of our services. There are other ways to follow along, too, if you're out of the area or unable to attend. Our Facebook page broadcasts our services Wednesdays at 6, Sundays at 10:30 in Island Community Church on Facebook. The sermons are uploaded on our YouTube channel, also with the same name, Island Community Church. This Sunday, my sermon is in Romans in chapter 5, and it's called Jesus and Adam. And we're going to look at the Apostle Paul comparing the two and how one man's offense brought sin and death into the world as compared to the free gift of the other. That would be the offering of the Son of God, of his own life and his blood, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's my sermon. We're in Romans chapter 5, picking it up in verse 12. We've been going through the book of Romans verse by verse. That's where we're going to be this Sunday morning. You are invited, if you are new to the area, or if you're just looking for a church home, or if you attend a church that doesn't use the Bible or make the Bible the focal point. Naturally, the Lord Jesus is the focal point. He is everything. We exalt the Savior here. We study his word. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. And if you're perhaps going to a church that doesn't use the Bible, or the Bible is way down in significance, then I invite you to attend Island Community Church for one of our services. And as the Lord Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all peoples to myself. And that's what we do here at Island Community Church. We exalt the Savior, we study the New Testament verse by verse, and you are invited to attend one of our services. Here now on the radio, we've been alternating between some of the Sunday sermons, and I've been going through the book of Revelation verse by verse. As we got to chapter 13, that's the famous chapter on the Antichrist and the false prophet, and I wanted to take a break. We're in the middle of this. Look at the Antichrist. And I wanted to share this sermon with you, something I preached years ago, and I re-preach it and teach it from time to time. It's called Character Traits of the Antichrist. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about this man, and because God wants us to know. Isn't it funny? Some things, you know, like when they ask the Lord, will you restore the kingdom to Israel at this time? Remember what his answer was? It is not for you to know the times and the seasons the Father has placed in his own authority. But here, he's got lots to say. He's given us, we can know more about this Antichrist than he knows about himself. So I've come up with a list. I've got nine blanks here on this handout. Character traits of the Antichrist. If you'd like a copy of that, or maybe a copy that's already been filled out, you can write to me. It's elected77@gmail.com, and I will send that to you. So, even the word Antichristos, it means, well, the word anti means in place of or alternative to, which is more in lines of what this person is going to be. Even the word Antichrist, John is the only one who mentions that. We read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, he writes, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour." So also, too, another text. Let me grab my Bible here. Is 1 John chapter 4. Let me read that verse to you as well. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ," or "every spirit that does not confess that the Messiah has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist," capital A, it's proper name, "for the man of sin," as the Apostle Paul calls him. "This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and even now is already in the world." So what can we take from this? The man's supernatural. All of God's end times players in the book of Revelation are supernatural. No difference here. This is a spirit of Antichrist, and it's already in the world, infecting people. The Apostle Paul calls him the man of sin. He even says that the day of Christ will not even come. The day of Christ, I believe, is the day of the rapture of the church. He says that day won't come until the man of sin is unveiled, the son of perdition. Okay, now here's my list. Nine things that the Bible reveals about this man. Number one, the Antichrist is Roman, or he's related to Rome in some way. So I'm just going to read these to you and then give you the scripture references to look this up. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. "After 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary." Now, that was Rome, and it was Emperor Titus in 70 AD fulfilled this prophecy. So the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. That's Rome, but that's not the only place. Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. All right, so first on your handout, character traits of the Antichrist. Number one, he's Roman, or he is related to Rome somehow or another. We'll find out more when the time is near. Also, Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. Here, Daniel got a vision of all of this last world rulers. Not even the last, but the four empires, world empires, as it relates to Israel. We had Babylon was one, the Medes and the Persians was number two, Greece was number three, and after Greece was this fourth beast. Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, "After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong." Now this is talking about the Roman Empire. "It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring and breaking in pieces and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the other beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little horn, coming up from among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. So this, as much as we know what the other empires were, Babylon, the Medes and the Persians, Greece, and Rome. So Daniel is the companion book to the book of Revelation. According to Daniel, out of Rome, even though we've spanned 2,000 years in between, out of Rome is going to come this last end times ruler, this man of sin. Notice, too, the same reference to having the 10 horns, same as what we read in the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and chapter 13. All right, so that's point number one. He's Roman or he's related to Rome. Point number two, the Antichrist perhaps will be homosexual. Daniel 11, 37, he will regard neither the God of his fathers nor the desire of women or the desire for women, nor regard any God, for he will exalt himself above them all. Now, perhaps since this man won't have the desire for women, maybe he could be a pope or a Catholic priest. Point number three, the Antichrist is dead or has already lived. Revelation 11, verse 7. When the two witnesses finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. This is talking about Antichrist. He is this end times player in charge for the last 3.5 years here. The same time these two witnesses are here, this is what's going on here on the earth. These the two witnesses on the one point, Antichrist on the other. He's the beast. Remember what I said, understand the symbol, you'll understand the book. When you see references to the beast here, this is who it's talking about. Notice where he comes from. Notice his origins. It's the bottomless pit. So, and why would this surprise you that I say that this man has already lived? Don't expect him to come from Toledo, Ohio, or even from Jerusalem, or Sicily, or Cincinnati. He comes from the bottomless pit. So I say to you, the man has already lived. And from the bottomless pit, he will return. The only problem is he's going to take some 3 billion people with him when he comes back. Remember, he deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. People are going to fall hook, line, and sinker. Maybe this will be someone that they recognize. But remember, he's infected with the spirit of Antichrist, and the Apostle John showed us that the spirit is already in the world. So the spirit's already in the world. The person, we don't know. We will find out in due time. But just understand, he's supernatural, not run-of-the-mill. He's got the power to give life. He's supernatural. Well, that's the false prophet. We'll get to him next week. Number four, the Antichrist will blaspheme God and those who dwell in heaven. That's Revelation 13, 6. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and those who dwell in heaven. Now, I mentioned on the first half of this program, what an odd thing, isn't it? I mean, who does that today? When was the last time you heard someone blaspheme people that reside in heaven? I've never heard that. Like Hal Lindsey used to teach and say, maybe something's happened here on the earth. Maybe this is like right after the rapture. Something's happened that people's minds are up above. I don't. Maybe there's just been 1 billion people vanish and are gone now. Maybe he has to justify that. I don't know. I just think it's an odd thing that this person is going to blaspheme God. Sure, why not? You got 6 billion people that do that today, every day. turn the television on, but blaspheme those who dwell in heaven? Never heard of that before. Point number 5 out of 9. The world is intrigued by him. Revelation 13:3. I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. Imagine that. Perhaps the reason they are intrigued with him is because it seems like perhaps he died and came to life again. Sort of like seeing Osama bin Laden again. Or John F. Kennedy. Or, I mean, they were inch away from killing Donald Trump. Imagine if someone like that died and then came back to life again. I don't know who it is, but this is the magnitude of this. When this happens, when it says like one of his heads was as if it had been mortally wounded. Now, he's not a monster with 7 heads. It's just we got to understand the symbol. This is this world ruler here that Satan pulls the strings on. But what would the world do if John F. Kennedy showed up at the Vatican and said he was God? What would happen? Now, who this person is, I do not know. But the world's response, I do not need to guess, because we know the answer to that. And the Bible says all the world marvels because his mortal wound was healed. Point number 6, the Antichrist will rule for 3.5 years. It's Revelation 13:5. He was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. That's Revelation 13:5. Also, Daniel 7:25. He will speak pompous words against the Most High. He will persecute the saints of the Most High, and he will intend to change times and law. Then the saints will be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. That's Daniel 7:25. Church and friends on the radio, this man does not know how long he's going to rule, but you do. Because God has given that to you here in his word. Awesome, isn't it? I mean, that you know more about this man than he knows about himself. 99% of the world is clueless, but you're part of the 1%. You're part of the 1% who knows the word of God, and you won't be deceived because Bible prophecy, this is tomorrow's newspaper delivered today. You know the future. We know the ending. We know who wins on the end. We know more about this guy than he knows about himself. Point number 7. The Antichrist will negotiate a 7-year peace deal involving Israel. That's Daniel 9:27. I know that's kind of eerie because right now here as I'm recording this, I mean, we're kind of seeing this going on right now with this peace deal now that Trump has negotiated with Israel. Am I saying Donald Trump is the Antichrist? No, I'm saying we got to keep our eyes on this and watch and don't be deceived. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Then he, again, speaking of this man of sin, then he will confirm a covenant with many for one Shabua, a week, 7 years. But in the middle of the week, that is, here's that number again, 3.5 years into this 7, in the middle of the week, he will bring an end to sacrifice and offering. Now, once you see the deal signed, then you'll know. Point number 8. The Antichrist will say he is God. Scripture reference, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that He sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now let's add 2 + 2 today here on this Friday. If this man sits as God in God's temple, showing himself that he is God, who are the people going to think that he is? I'll put the number who are deceived by this conservatively at 2 billion or perhaps 3 billion. Let me read that verse to you again. This is the Apostle Paul's blow-by-blow description of the end times. Remember, in this letter that Paul wrote, the people there thought that they missed the rapture because someone forged a letter in Paul's name telling them that they missed the resurrection, because the resurrection and the rapture is the same thing. It's when the dead in Christ rise. That's resurrection day. He says he opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So if you have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ by this time, if your name is not in the book of life, remember, we read, I'm not sure if we even read it yet, Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship this man, comma, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ, then you, I guarantee you today, on this Halloween Friday, October 31st, year of our Lord 2025, that if you have not received Jesus Christ by this time, you will believe who this man claims to be. I guarantee it in writing. Listen to this verse, which is going to lead me to point number 9. And that is, point number 9 is, God will inspire you to believe point number 8. If you reject his son. Also out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders. You see, that's why it's the same reference for both of them. 7 heads and 10 horns. We read that in Revelation 12, describing Satan. Revelation 13, describing the Antichrist. And Daniel chapter 7, regarding this little horn that arises out of Rome. Same description. So the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, well, that would be for refusing love. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie, and so that they all might be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So let me say to you today, the lie is what we just read earlier. The lie is Antichrist is God. And now the Apostle Paul says that for everyone who did not receive the love of the truth, that is everyone out here who is upset that God loves them, refuses to receive his pardon and receive his son, God will send them a strong delusion so that you'd believe the lie. Imagine that, spending an eternity without Christ in hell for refusing love. That to me is just unfathomable. We will wrap it up here for today. So again, here was this list of 9 points The Antichrist is Roman, or he's related to Roman somehow. Number two, the Antichrist won't have any desire for women. Do with that as you will. Number three, the Antichrist is dead, or he's already lived. He comes out of the bottomless pit. He's a supernatural player. He's not a regular man. He is supernatural like everyone else. Number four, the Antichrist is going to blaspheme God, and he's going to blaspheme those that dwell in heaven. This is some of the ways that you'll know who this man is. Not to mention when you see him sitting as God in the temple of God, showing everyone that he is God, certainly you'll know who it is. Point number five, the world is intrigued with him. Point number six, he will rule for 3.5 years. Point number seven, Antichrist will negotiate a 7-year peace deal involving Israel. Point number eight, the Antichrist is going to say that he's God. Point number nine, if you refuse Jesus Christ today, you will believe point number eight. We're out of time here for today. We will pick it up here in our ongoing studies here. The next time we're in the book of Revelation, whenever that will be, at sometime next week, we'll pick it up in verse 11 and start looking at this false prophet. Satan has his own unholy trinity, with himself being the head, this Antichrist as one, and the third person in the unholy trinity is the false prophet. And we will check him out in our next study. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.